Well, effectively, the basis, Michaela, is that the Labour Court recommended in the earlier part of this month that both sides should get together and discuss a number of issues that we have regarding our members' terms and conditions and rates of pay. Following that Labour Court recommendation, we haven't heard anything from the Lloyds Pharmacy brand, and as such, even though we've written a number of letters looking to meet with them, they've ignored those, and really we have no alternative but to ballot our members on that Labour Court recommendation and the fact that the company is failing to fulfil it.
And although you said there has been no correspondence so far, are you hopeful that there could be in between times now?
We always would be hopeful. You know, there's a bit of space now. We'd like to think that the company would enter into that space in good faith and in line with what the Labour Court recommended. They took the time to actually engage in that part of the industrial relations processes by attending the Labour Court. We think not only has it been lack of courtesy shown to Mandate Trade Union, but equally to the Labour Court and the recommendation that they made.